EU foreign ministers today extended sanctions against Myanmar for another year to push for democratic change. The ministers called on Myanmar's military regime to take steps to make planned 2010 elections credible and inclusive. Meanwhile, two members of detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi's political party were arrested last week and charged with insulting religion after they prayed for the release of political prisoners. Myanmar's military junta, which has held power since 1962, tolerates no dissident. The current junta came to power in 1988 after crushing a nationwide pro-democracy uprising and has stepped up its campaign against opposition politicians and activists ahead of elections planned for next year. Religious oppression in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has been widespread for years. The East Asia team leader for Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Ben Rogers, told us more about religious persecution in the country.
Burma has been ranked by the U.S. State Department as one of the world's worst violators of religious freedom. It's a country of particular concern. And it's ruled by a regime that is intolerant of all who stand up against it. So as we've seen in 2007 and at other times, it doesn't hesitate to oppress Buddhist monks who stand up against it. But at the same time, it's a regime that uses what I would describe as a very distorted and perverted form of Buddhism to suppress non-Buddhist religious minorities. So it is very intolerant of non-Buddhists, particularly Christians and Muslims.